The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma. Email address talk@beat102103.com. You can send them in at any stage for us to look at, and we'll do our best to get them on air. This is from a guy, and it says, "Hi, Niall, Vinnie, and Trish.
Hello.
I'm at my wit's end and I need some advice from your listeners. After dating my girlfriend for over 18 months, we finally made the decision to move in together."
Ooh, big step.
"Rented a nice little place and thought, grand, we're sorted now. But it's been a disaster. Ooh. I never thought living with a girl would be so hard.
What?
I'm a relaxed kind of guy and she's a complete clean freak, so we fight over that all the time. We share a bathroom and I have one little corner of the shelf for my stuff, whereas her stuff is everywhere in capital letters. I never get to watch what I want on telly in the evenings. I haven't seen sports since I moved in, as I'm now force-fed a diet of soaps and mind-numbing reality TV.
Oh, no.
I end up playing games on my phone and she gives out to me for not paying her any attention.
Ah.
The worst part is, whenever I used to see and spend time with her, she would have been done up to the nines and looking very hot. But every time I look at her now, she's makeupless, in a dressing gown, giving out to me.
Oh, no.
And I'm not finding her as attractive as I used to. I still love her, but I was thinking maybe we should live separately again. I have no idea how to say it to her, though. If I accept that living together doesn't suit us, is there any hope for this relationship?"
Oh.
Any advice here, lads?
Oh, Lord. Whose name is on the lease?
Oh, are you already thinking about breaking the lease?
Yeah.
She's very comfortable already, isn't she? Mm. Like, you just moved in and already she's acting like your mammy.
Yeah.
I don't know if she just feels like, oh, it's settled now.
Mm. I don't know.
What
I mean,
like.
No, but that's what it's like when you live with someone. You see the old sides of them, you know, that kind of way. She's not going to be done up to the nines all the time just because you're coming home from work.
You should have seen all sides of somebody before you move in with them.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's just magnified now, you know, when you're actually living with them.
It sounds pretty painful. Lads, he's not watching any of his programs, just reality TV. That's a bit much. I think maybe she just thinks maybe you're okay with it because you haven't really been saying anything. Mm. So she's just going to keep pushing the boundaries a little bit. But I think saying, "Can I watch..." It sounds really sad. "Can I watch my program?"
Well, if you moved in with a fella, Trish, would you watch a lot of sports with him?
I'd share it. I think, okay. I wouldn't sit there and watch it all the time, but I wouldn't hog the telly either.
Yeah, you don't have to sit there and watch everything together. Like, that's when you go and do stuff on your own time. Like, you know, he's watching the game. Sure, look, I'll go off and do whatever. And then when you're watching the soaps, he might go off online.
He'll read a book or go online.
Exactly.
Or something.
But no one person can be in this much control of everything. Yeah. And the one little shelf, I feel sorry for you. Like, he at least deserves, you know, as much space as, especially if you have as much stuff as she does. You deserve as much space. Stand your ground, man. Come on.
I'm surprised that you said she was a clean freak and then she has stuff all over the bathroom.
That's every girl, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
no disrespect.
I have a lot of stuff.
No disrespect.
Well.
I've lived with girls, you know.
At the very
you need all the potions and lotions, you
know? I know, I
know. You've got to say it, right? Right. Stand your ground a bit. You know, look.
What does he take a stand on first here?
Well, everything. Look, if I'm going to leave a plate and a mug unwashed until the following morning, that's going to happen, okay? I'm not going to get everything cleaned and spotless before we go to bed every night, right?
Okay. Mm. Number two, I want to watch the match
number
tonight.
Number two, look, yeah, exactly.
This really sounds like a simple list, isn't it?
It's like
tonight is typical. Is there a Coronation Street tonight, like? Or
probably every night.
Yeah, like, and an EastEnders,
if you've only one TV in the house, like, you cannot miss tonight's football. if you're not, like, tonight, it's a cup final for Ireland tonight.
It's a
like,
big one.
Big one. Win or lose, World Cup or no World Cup, right? Mm.
Maybe that's the first test. He could do that and update tomorrow. And, is he allowed to watch the match tonight?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. And in this situation, I always find it's much easier for her to record soap and watch it an hour later than for a man to avoid the scores.
I know the ones that are on like TV3 are back on at 10:30 on BE3 or whatever that is. You know, they're on again
later.
Probably
wants to go to bed by then, lads.
I'd be at least having the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then next step up, do you want to go back to living apart again? And after that, if this has done irreparable damage, you could be saying goodnight, Irene.
Okay.
Well, let's get some thoughts then. Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103. Give us your thoughts. If you've moved in with your beloved, was it a struggle at the start and did you have to have these conversations? What was the biggest shock for you? 085 102 9103 for text or WhatsApps this morning. Beat 102 103 20 to 9. And so some reports coming in the air confirming there's been a crash on the N24 Waterford Limerick Road on the Kerr side of Banshee, and traffic is very busy in both directions now, so bear that in mind. Okay, quick thoughts on the dilemma this morning. We've got some angry girls onto us. 085 102 9103, we'll get your reaction next.
Beat Breakfast for mornings on the go. Make it a McDonald's breakfast.
Beat 102 103. The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma. Okay, let me read a few texts to start us out.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to married life.
Oh.
Keep her at bay. You will adjust eventually, says a text.
It's too soon. I don't think he wants to be married just yet.
Guys, well, first of all, this girl would want to get a grip of herself. She's being so selfish. Me and my boyfriend moved in together a few months ago. We both have the same amount of space. We both have separate chest of drawers in the spare room with our own shelf space as much as we want. And as for the TV, he needs to put his foot down. I'm in college 2 nights a week, so my fella gets the telly those nights. If it's any other nights, he'll always ask me if I want to watch something. And if I did, he'll either sit there and watch it with me or go play on his phone or on his Xbox.
Yeah.
She really needs to compromise. It's a joke. If she doesn't, you need to get out of there.
I think so too. It's a bit controlling if she doesn't.
Lads, he needs to put the foot down and maintain his individuality and independence. If she's watching something he's not interested in, then he should watch something on his laptop and the next time they swap, as it's not fair for her to always have the TV. Funnily enough, my husband is the soap watcher and reality TV addict. He's also a big gamer, so while he's playing his Xbox, I catch up on the shows that only I watch.
Yeah.
You don't have to do everything together. In fact, it's immensely important to have separate interests. As for her being a clean freak, there's a happy medium here. Maybe you got used to being messy when you lived on your own. Finally, as for her no longer looking done up, grow up, man.
Yeah.
She's not going to be wearing makeup around the house just for your benefit. Now, fair enough, dressing gown all day long makes it sound a bit slobby, but maybe she needs to get herself together a bit too. And they're together 18 months. Why can't he just talk to her?
You know what I was thinking? Maybe the fact that she's cleaning so much, that's why she's in the dressing gown all the time. Because she doesn't want to put anything on and mess it up.
Okay. Lads, in relation to the dilemma, I understand where this guy's coming from. When my girlfriend and I first moved in together just over a year ago, we had mini fights about everything and anything. What we watched, emptying the dishwasher, cleaning, and everything in between. It just takes a small bit of time to get used to each other's habits and a few compromises. With the not wearing makeup and being a little more casual, he needs to grow up a bit and realise girls don't just roll out of bed ready for a night out.
Really? Yep.
This did not wake
was
up.
Put on. We didn't wake
not
up like
wake
this.
Wake up like you've just stepped out of a salon like the ads always sang.
Not like them girls on telly, guys.
I'd like a refund, please.
Guys, I was that woman until we trashed it all out. It's all about compromise and working to suit both parties. We have two TVs now, which works a treat.
Okay.
Good morning, Lauren and Megan. How are we?
We're good.
Well, you're a little bit angry good, are you?
Yeah, we're very angry. Okay. Here in that daily dilemma.
What's the story then? Tell us.
And we just think it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, if he's moving into her, he should expect, her to be comfortable, wearing no makeup, in her pajamas and stuff like that. I think it's so stupid. Like, she deserves someone that will actually accept her for being herself around them.
Yeah, no, I'm with you all the way on that. Like, you should have, before you move in with somebody, you at least have to see them without makeup and being done up a lot, okay, before you move in. What about her dominating everything in the house, though? It must be her TV. It must be, the house must be clean to her standards. What do you say to that?
She's obviously just a bit OCD, I'd say, but
she just wants everything to go right. And if he doesn't accept that, then she deserves someone better.
I think she's just a bit nervous, about that kind of thing. She just doesn't know where she stands. He kind of needs to say, he needs to put his foot in there and say, look, we need to share the TV and stuff like that. Fair enough about Christine, and she might just be a bit OCD there.
Yeah, but this idea that he has that she's going to be done up to the nines every time he walks through the door. Wake up!
Yeah. It's ridiculous. She's not going to be wearing makeup to bed. She's not going to be wearing makeup when she wakes up.
You don't wear makeup to bed?
We don't wake up like this.
Okay, girls. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Mel was on with some Carlo on WhatsApp. I can completely see both sides. When I first moved in with my boyfriend, it was so new and exciting to get our own apartment. Naturally, I wanted to keep it super clean and tidy, and I definitely had a lot of stuff. We did fight a lot initially, and ground rules definitely had to be set, but she can't control him for watching what's on TV.
Yeah.
He needs to put his foot down because she probably has no idea. Communication is key.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlotte, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad, thanks.
Hello.
What do you make of the dilemma this morning?
I just think she's been a bit now over controlling and daring,
No compromise in action here from what we can see.
No, absolutely not. She needs to hand over the reins a little. It's not all about her,
But at the same time, I mean, this idea of moving back out and, is the relationship going to work and that, he's probably going to step too far without having a conversation or at least trying to compromise on this.
Well, he is trying to compromise a bit, but if he can't see any compromise coming from her part either,
he's going to have to do something.
Unless he just says that, he'll have to.
If he has the conversation and things really don't change still, then what's his option?
Yeah. Either buy himself another telly or...
Do you know what the best option might be? A man cave. Get him a shed
that's
or
exactly
something.
It.
A man cave
exactly.
And he'd be grand. Yeah. Listen, Jarda, thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning.
No problem. Thanks a million.
Morning to you.
Morning.
It's Monday, 9th of October, 2017. Niall, Vinny and Trish with you on Beat Breakfast.
Hello.
Loads of reactions still in the dilemma. Lyndon Waterford says, in relation to the dilemma, I've never heard a more true saying. If you want to know me, come live with me.
True. Mm-hmm.
And guys, if the Daily Dilemma's girlfriend is cleaning, then what's he doing while she's cleaning? Probably watching TV. So when she's finished and all the chores, she probably feels like she deserves to watch her channels. Compromise the name of the game here in relation to the dilemma. I think discuss the issues first before living apart. And another one here, stand up for yourself before taking the nuclear option, but she should allow for your interest. Talk to her because she seems to think she's your wife at this stage. Yeah, no bother. Thank you for all that. We'll return to the dilemma tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And our email address if you want to get in touch is talk@beat102103.com.